right, it's Therapy Thursday in honor of mental health and honor of conversation being key. This is why we do this. And in addition, it's also our community service. We have to do this because we fractured a law or two in the past. I digress. 888-429-0941. You can get Dr. Davi. You can get Meredith MD. You can get Orlando BGYN. You get 60-second sessions and basically any answer to your queries. All right? We're not real therapists, but we play one on the radio. Mm-hmm. All right? But we do have real therapists to rock with us. So when it do get heavy, we can reach out because Monica is always on tap.
And we appreciate
all right,
that.
We do. Healing heart. All right. So what's our first
I have one
question
for you, Orlando.
What is it?
Okay. My husband's grandmother had a terrible fall last month, as well as a mild stroke 7 days later. We were just made aware of this last week when she finally returned my call. She's staying with my in-laws, with whom we do not speak, at least for the last 7 years. When my husband mentioned to her we wanted to come visit, the grandmother stated that my mother-in-law probably wouldn't like that because we don't speak to her. How do we handle this? Grandma is in her 80s, and we may not have much longer with us. We have two kids, and my husband is one of four grandkids.
So, okay, I would say, first of all, it's basically about making it about a grandma, making it about grandma, not making it about the personal relationship. That's failed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't have a good relationship. But if you center it, it's kind of like, I would say, the way parents care for the kid and don't really care for each other.
Yep.
If they love the kid, you focus the love that way, and then everybody's on the same accord. So if we have grandma's treatment as the best focus, then, you know, we don't really have to worry about the petty stuff in between. There's nothing you can say to make me mad because I know you don't like me. I know I don't like you. But if I love grandma the right way, the same way you do, maybe you'll respect me because I'm showing the same kind of love. So we meet in the middle. That's my advice. I would say, you know, make it about grandma. Make it about her comfort. Make it about her care. Make it about, you know, make it about not just you want to see her because she's your grandma. Make it so she wants to see her grandkids. Like, just reverse it, like Pops would say. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't make it like, hey, I want to come see her, and I know we don't get along, but I need to come see my grandmother. That's a little tense. Switch it around and say, you know what? She's 80 now, and she wants to see her grandkids. And, you know, it's good for her to raise her spirit. So, you know, let's put our stuff aside. Let's make sure she's happy in these last days. That's a much sweeter way to say it.
Oh, how you present it.
Get a little bit more with honey than with vinegar. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Flip it around. All right, what we got?
We got one for Meredith.
Meredith.
It says, I need some therapy. I've gotten cheated on in my past two relationships. Now I'm dating a new guy, and I'm so paranoid that it'll happen again. I've had the thoughts that it was something that I was doing wrong. I've gone through his phone twice and his laptop once, and I found nothing, which makes me even more suspicious.
Gotta be something out there.
Right.
I know I'm wrong. I know, but I can't help it. That's why I need therapy, Meredith.
All right.
Ooh, she slammed her hand down. She about to get serious.
Girl, I've been there. I've been cheated on a couple of times in my past, and you cannot bring that into your new relationship, because even though you've been hurt before, you cannot just have, it's okay to have guards up. Because, you know, that's how you learn from your past. But you do not want to bring all that extra baggage. I mean, look what you're doing. You're going through his phone, his laptop. You haven't even found anything. And I bet you still want to go through some more stuff until you find something. And then you're intentionally destroying your relationship to prove that you were right, when really you're probably dating a really good man and you're intentionally hurting yourself right now. So what you do is stop. Stop everything. Look at yourself in the mirror. You're better than this. And you have a really good man who's treating you nicely at the moment. So appreciate that. Stop going through his phone, stop going through his laptop, and just be in the moment. And that's pretty much what I have to say.
Okay. You got another one here, actually, that says, Meredith MD, I need you. I had a baby 8 months ago.
Congrats.
First time mom.
First time mom.
Okay, yeah, we got to work on that song. That's not as easy. First time mom, how do you help with anxiety without taking any kind of medication? That's the question. Ooh.
Okay. I also don't take medication. I have a lot of anxiety, especially when it comes to kids. I try to either work out, or go running. You have to have a little kind of moment for yourself. That's what I would say. If you can't work out because of everything that's going on with COVID-19, then at least go for a run. See if you can at least have an hour of alone time if you can. That way you can really help out your mental state as well. Have a safe space. You can do some meditating. There's a lot of really healthy things that you can do because once you have a kid, everything's about the baby. Everything's about your relationship, and you really forget to kind of feed yourself and take your vitamins. I remember I forgot to go to the doctor or the dentist for 2 years because everything was about my first kid. And it was crazy, but that's really the reality of things. So let's bring it back to you, because if you're not healthy, then you're not going to be a healthy mom. You're not going to be a healthy partner. And really, your baby needs you to be there and be 100%. So
you're useless to the kid if you ain't healthy. You're useless.
So flip it back around. Let's make it more about you a little bit more. And that way you'll be happier and hopefully you won't have as much anxiety.
All right, Therapy Thursday, you got a question, we got answers.
Yes.
Right.
Orlando, we have one out the 727 for you.
Yeah.
It says, oh, my boss likes to belittle and verbally attack us employees. I work in a doctor's office, and the way I'm spoken to in front of patients is humiliating. We work for a large healthcare system, and I know my boss's boss would not like this happening. What should I do? She's a bully. I don't want to lose my job. I'm a single mom who works very hard. I know if she was on the line to be demoted or fired, she would be for this awful behavior.
That's tough.
I'm too scared to say something to the higher-ups.
Too scared to say something. Okay. Yes. First of all, if you got any situation where you are working for somebody, I will tell you that you know the devil who you got. You work for somebody who even though you're receiving some bad, you know, treatment, changing it up and telling to get them removed, you never know who's going to walk in next. It might be better or it might be worse. So it's a gamble. So that's not just a given on telling. If you got a way to fix it, maybe in going to a higher up and saying, hey, you know, having some constructive, you know, type of like, I don't want to get them fired. I'd like to see this change. This is kind of different than the way we worked at it before. Having some kind of skin in the game and some suggestions instead of just complaining.
Right.
Because it you don't want to be after somebody to get removed. But you have to realize, too, that people need to talk to you like a professional. And you don't want to be demeaned. And you don't want to be, like, underappreciated. So, you know, it's worthy. You definitely are valuable, and you have your rights to say so, but you just need to make sure you look at the whole picture, because a lot of people have gone in and got a new boss and end up with
worse one. Been there.
Look at you. You seen how we got down here in some of the years. Like, we had a boss that came in and just said, all right, everybody who make this, you make it less. Mm-hmm. And we were like, whoa, what happened? You know, we had this guy. And then he left, and he got better. So it's like, you know, you never know who you're going to end up with. So make sure that you speak up. Make sure that, you know, don't make it a scene. Do it in a very professional manner.
Private.
Because the professionalism that you want to get is the professionalism you should show when you're complaining. And it's not really complaining, but I'm just using that as for lack of a better word. You're reporting it. You're speaking to it because you care. Make sure it's all about you caring about the business and not just, ooh, he talked to me this way and that ain't right. Be like, listen, I love it here. You know, and make it about making the place better, and everybody will respect that.
And that doctor's probably going to find out, by the way.
Oh, doctor's totally going to find
out.
Yeah,
just know
absolutely
that.
They're going to find out. But I've heard doctors are really kind of like nasty like that way.
They have that reputation for sure.
A lot of them are.
I have one for Davi. Davi, I've been struggling with my husband who is bipolar. We are in our early 30s with two toddlers.
Is his name Kanye?
It is so stressful at times dealing with his ups and downs on top of taking care of our daughters. I never thought this would be my life. I didn't know he had this disorder to begin with. I know he's a good person and I want to be there for him, but also I want to make sure my girls aren't affected negatively. Just some days are harder than others. Any words of advice, please? My heart is breaking over this.
Wow. Education is key. I'm hoping, and I'm sure that there's a lot of resources and information on how to deal with somebody like this. I'm sure the same doctor who diagnosed your husband could probably point you guys and him, the whole family, into the right direction of, you know, of help. I'm sure therapy for something like this will be very helpful. You can make it an education thing for your daughters about mental health and things like that. Make sure that if he is on medication, that he continues to do it, that he's consistent with it. because I'm sure that you see a lot of episodes that people go through. A lot of that is because they get off of their medication. So I would say look for resources. You're definitely not in this alone. I'm sure there's support groups, Facebook groups, and other people in your same situation that are dealing with something that like this. It's on a day-to-day basis. But don't give up on him. Don't give up hope. And stay strong for your family.
Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff with like Kevin Love and the NBA and a lot of people who are proponents for mental health conversation. And NBA has a big platform about it. So Google NBA.com and mental health and you'll see a lot of stories about it. Also, I never like to point to Kardashians.
Mm-hmm.
But I do remember when Kim Kardashian said in her post about Kanye's antics, and she said, knowing somebody in a bipolar situation, you know that they have episodes that it's really hard to handle, but you have to handle it because it's a part of what they go through. So it's not them, it's the sickness. So separate them from the sickness and then try and attack it that way. That might help.
That's good advice.
Dobby, they need a man's opinion. You a man?
A man.
All right. I need a man's opinion out of the 813. Me and my ex have been talking. Yes, he's cheated, but we love each other.
Mm.
Okay.
He's always been there for me when I needed him the most and supported the household, and I have a kid with someone else who is 6, and we had a relationship for 2 years. We weren't talking for 3 months, and he hit me up just to talk and text, but we've done it 2 times and been talking like nothing ever happened. Should I forget the past and try again? We love each other. And if we miss each other like this, but I don't know if it's worth trying to be friend or just be friends and see how things go.
I am not one of those people that believes once a cheater, always a cheater. I think people can evolve. And I think he is doing everything in his power to show you that he has evolved. You said that he will always be there for you, that he has held it down when you needed him the most. That's him trying to prove to you that, hey, I'm somebody that you can rely on, and I want to be here. I want to be here. I think at a certain point, you should try to let the past be the past. You know, if you got this guy who is going to help you raise and love your 6-year-old son or your 6-year-old kid, what more could you ask for than somebody who's dependable, there when you need it, and showing you that he wants to improve? So I think he's doing everything in his power, every way that he knows how to reapply for the position, and I think you should give him another shot.
Just to pull the room. Once a cheater, always a cheater, Marilyn.
Yeah, for me, for sure.
Thinking too. I was like,
I already knew how this was going to go with Dobby, because if somebody asked me this, it would have been a little bit different.
I think that's why they asked Dobby.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, this person must be a P1. They know the show.
There's almost no things that I don't think you can evolve from. Like,
well, I mean, but you are a person who likes restitution. You like the fact of the underdog being the overcomer. Like, you, when you started here, you was like, yo, dog, I was in a position where I ain't think I was going to be able to. And now people who knew you are like, damn, you Dobby on the radio, man. I ain't never think you was going to make it. So
right.
So that inspiration of your story is factored into you thinking that people can get better.
And people could have wrote me off, fill in the blank, once a whatever, always. And I'm just telling you that it's not always like that.
I wonder what that whatever was.
Man, let me tell you, when his teacher followed me, when his teacher was walking behind me on the Halloween trail, she's like, I was like, why is this lady following me? She's like, I was Dobby's teacher, and I just got to tell you, I listened to the radio, and I'm so shocked. And I was like, she's like, I'm sorry to bother you. And I'm like, no, you ain't bother me at all. Tell me more. She's like, I was the teacher who used to go get him out of the office.
Oh, my God.
We didn't think Dobby was going to make it. So Dobby is like a success story in the hood. Right,
I'm fighting for these guys.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.